Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. Positively, we're through the bye week. We're going to get play a lot of football this week. A couple of games. Luke's out in Owings Mills. And we're going to be doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tournament. Costas on Wednesday this week. That's the Timonium Costas. I'll be at the Dundalk Costas soon enough as well as we get into turkey trot season in the Y. And the next week, we'll be at State Fair for breakfast on Tuesday morning in Catonsville. And we will have scratch-offs from the Maryland Lottery, have the Ravens scratch-offs. This has been a luckier batch than like the team on the field has been thus far. And we're going to be down at Coco's on the 5th. And we're going to be at Pizza John's back in Essex on the 7th of November. All of it brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. This guy joins me each and every week or tries to. Sometimes he sends other emissaries and other folks, usually in weeks when Cleveland loses. But this week he's here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. Last week we talked a lot about football and sports wagering and numbers and all that. I want to talk about the holiday scratch-offs. You know I do, John. I've been waiting all year for this, but I do want to talk a little Ravens before we get going here because
Sure.
Ravens and Jurassic Park, these are like ongoing contests where like when people want to win the big trip to Cincinnati, play now, and when you want to win the trip to Hawaii, play now in the Jurassic Park as well.
Promotions are always fun when certainly it's not fun to win cash. Let's not lose sight of that. But as a fallback position, a lot of our games and tickets are available for second chance prizes. And those second chance prizes have been noted before, particularly with the Ravens ticket over the years. We have, I dare say, of all the lotteries who work with NFL teams, I think we have the bestest second chance package of any, a variety of options there. And of course, tickets like Jurassic Park. We always like to pick a theme that maybe resonates with somebody thinking back from previous years. And of course, you probably remember where you were when you saw the first Jurassic Park movie.
Very
And
frightened in the Golden Ring movie theater. Yes.
well, for more reasons than one, I'm sure. But the movie in itself was pretty frightening. And then you look at the opportunity to play the scratch off, maybe win some cash. If you don't, you enter those tickets into a second chance drawing. And congratulations to Mr. James Dabney, who is our first winner of our trip to Hawaii. James will be heading with three other folks. We have four winners of that trip. Future drawings will be held in November, December, and January. So James is the first. And when asked about it, you can get his story at mdlottery.com. He can't wait to check out that Hawaiian food.
Oh, hey, I'm here for him. That's what I do. People call me nasty. They call me a lot of things, but now they call me tastiness because like I do this tastiness tour where I go around and I get the tastiest food. And I've done this in Oahu. I've done this in Maui as well. Tell him pineapple, always get the pineapple, and everything you order there comes with a fresh slice of pineapple. And always, always stop everywhere because he wants some money too, right? He want a bunch of money, right? Not
He
just the
did.
trip.
He gets $1,000 in spending money. He gets a 6-day, 5-night trip for two to Hawaii. He'll be staying in Oahu. They will have a variety of curated tours, activities in and around. The closest I've been to Hawaii was watching Hawaii 5-0, he said. Book 'em, Dano.
Oh man, I gotta get this guy on either before or after.
Well,
This is
you know
great.
what? You know what? Let's see what the team looks like.
You know
Again,
what?
there'll
So
be four
this
winners.
trip they're all going to Hawaii and I think of Hawaii, I think of a lot of things, but I do think of Fred Flintstone saying pass the poi. So, Fred went to eat too in Hawaii. John Martin is here. He is helping people and big winners. I know we have some winner stories, but before we get to that, I got to do Ravens because it's Ravens season.
Yep, sure.
It's very rare, very, very rare that I have to look up as a Ravens person and see Browns, Bengals, and Steelers above us in
Yeah,
said NFL AFC North standings,
how's it
John.
feel, pal?
Feels like being an Orioles fan is watching the
Yeah,
Dodgers and
there
the
you go.
Blue Jays play at this
There you
point in the
go.
World Series. I know we're listen with the Ravens. I predicted they're going to go 6-2. This is why sports wagering and I don't agree because I've predicted they're going to win six of their next eight games and they'll be 7-7. I've done this publicly because I've
Oh,
seen the
sure.
schedule. I think
Yeah.
Lamar's coming back. I mean,
I
I'm
understand.
sold in on them being okay. But all that being said, There's a new sheriff in town in Cincinnati, as Earl Weaver would say. And this trip that you're giving away, and you and the Maryland Lottery and everybody getting together with the Ravens, you're sending somebody off to Cincinnati. They're going to see Joe throw, I think, right? If they win the
Well,
big competition, right?
they're going to see someone named Joe throw. There's no doubt about
You
that.
think Joe Burrow is coming back? Let's start
I don't
those
know.
rumors. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't
All
know.
right.
But you know what? Again, mdlottery.com for all the details. But we have to announce today. You may recall, I believe we announced William Lee Jr. from Upper Marlboro as our first away trip to Cincinnati team
His
participant.
name's William Lee, huh?
William Lee.
I referenced Bill Lee, the other Bill Lee, this week on the
Oh,
air, but
Space Cadet.
because we were talking Steve Trout. I had Rick Tellender on from Chicago Sports Illustrated
Whoa.
this week. Well, the Bears, Bears are,
Yeah.
so I mean, Rick's an old friend of mine, so we Bill Lee's name came up. So William Lee, congratulations to you, man. He's going to Cincinnati for real, that guy.
And he will be joined by Jaden Kalinowski of Aberdeen and Alan Pryor of Cumberland. So that is our team. Those three lucky contestants who have won a second chance opportunity will be whisked away on the team plane to Cincinnati for that December 14th game. And I'm sure they'll have great stories, memories of a lifetime, for a lifetime, as we say here around
All right,
MD
so this
Lottery.
is where I got to stop the show, and we'll get to the,
Okay.
we're going to get to the scratch offs, not the sniffers. It's the scented, scented's the word. We're going to get to that in a minute because I'm feeling seasonal around here with the pumpkin spice and my sweater on and all that stuff. But this Ravens trip here that we're giving away and the Jurassic Park, it's second chance, and this is where I want to stop everything and say, listen, folks, download the app, use the app, scan whether you're a winner or not. If you're not a winner, you can still be a winner. And this is, I mean, I think everybody that gets a Ravens ticket in my hands when I do it at the Crab Cake Tour, they sort of understand the big opportunities to win these trips and the ongoing thing where you're giving a lot of cash away, but also tickets for the next 20 years.
Oh, absolutely. And we have, matter of fact, thank you for that segue. We have, let's see, we have two finalists so far. There will be six finalists, I believe,
Okay.
five or six, but we have two so far. Sharon Kolzinski of White Marsh is already in the finalist seat, and she has been joined now by Patricia Williams of Baltimore, Maryland. And those two ladies will be awaiting other contestants that are picked every month. Again, mdlottery.com will give you a schedule of when the drawings are scheduled. So if you want to get in on those drawings, you got to get your second chance tickets into the system to be registered. And we will then have that drawing. Typically, we draw that after the Super Bowl. So we have a couple of drawings coming up yet in November, December and January. So we will have then all of our finalists ready, and some lucky fan will win season tickets for 20 years.
For these three really lucky folks that are going to Cincinnati and getting all expenses and this and that in the game, and I love that stadium, by the way, and I love it even better with Joe Flacco playing in it. Are you recommending the chili as an Ohioan? I mean, because I'm going to tell them, all of them, I'm going to look them in the eye and say, don't do the chili, and you're going to
No,
say, do the chili, right? You're going to say that?
okay. Move the skyline chili away. Give me some other food Cincinnati may be known for. I'll wait.
Well, they have the Montgomery Ribs place downtown, a barbecue
Oh,
joint. You
yeah,
know,
that's good. That
it's
is good.
good.
That
I mean, I've been, I like
that's good
Cincinnati.
eats.
Listen, when you said it was a Cincinnati trip, I was thinking Burrow, Lamar. Now it's like Flacco. I'm hoping Lamar. I'm hoping it's, but either way, it's a great trip. Don't eat the chili. That's my advice. John
No, you
Martin's
got it.
here.
Get it five way. Get it. Go to the
Oh, with the
max.
noodles and all of
Onions.
that. Jeez, with the cinnamon in it.
Beans. Oh, ooh,
Just
baby.
not, it's not the way it tastes. It's the indigestion afterward that like
Well,
works with me.
that's life.
It is true.
Yeah.
You know, that those are the side effects. John Martin is here. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and Gaming. I may have skipped the lead this week because my wife, as much as Jurassic Park, and I did take her to Hawaii last year, so we're all cool and all that. She wants to win upwards of $680 million because, like, that's
Of
the
course she
kind of thing
does.
you're doing right now because that catches her attention even more than Ravens tickets for 20 years.
As we speak, the collected jackpots of Mega Millions Powerball and our in-state multi-match game over $1 billion collectively. So the Mega Millions, 680 million, the Powerball, 320 million, and multi-match, $590,000. Add them up, and I did. And that's a little bit over $1 billion of jackpots available. Please play responsibly. I only need one ticket to win.
All right. Well, that's what I'll tell my wife as well. All right. This is my favorite part. It's
Oh,
the
I know you're ready, man.
most wonderful time of the year.
Yes.
I was snooping because I am a Maryland Lottery representative and I give tickets out and I have a crab cake tour. You can go to Baltimore Positive and learn about all that. But I was out on mdlottery.com because this is what I do, like as for any of
Show
our
prep.
sponsors. But I was just doing things over the weekend and maybe I got served an ad or maybe something happened and it triggered me to go to mdlottery.com and I looked and I'm like, Martin and also Seth Elkin 2 weeks ago led me to believe that it was coming here before I've even had a pumpkin latte. I have not had an apple cider donut. I have not picked out a Halloween costume, although some have shown up on my timeline. I haven't done any of the seasonal Halloween things yet. And so I'm thinking, all right, I went out to the website and I thought, which one is it? And I saw it and I screenshot it and I was going to send it to you, but I'm like, nah, I'm going to save it for our segment this week. Candy cane cash. It's a scented ticket. And you know what? I think it probably smells like peppermint. What do you think?
That's a good guess. Yeah, did you take a lot of time thinking about that one?
Well,
Says
I
it's got a
looked at
candy
all of
cane
them and
right
I
there.
didn't see the word say
Yeah.
gifts of green. And I thought, whoa, and then I saw silver bell bucks and like, does it smell like the chocolate? And then festive fortune. I'm like, that doesn't even look like it looks like lights. Doesn't look scented. And then there's just a buck with like a Scooby-Doo reindeer and some holly. And I'm like, he didn't go juniper on me. He promised me he wouldn't go juniper on me. So much fun. And I'm like, he told me last year that they smelled like snowflakes. And he was like the pool at Dundalk High on the third floor. There was no pool. And then I looked down and I saw scented, but it's little and it's up in the corner. And you could tell Roz when I'm done with these Ravens tickets, when I'm out getting the sauerkraut and the kielbasa ready, if I'm
Oh,
like December
baby.
1, my whole bag's going to smell like candy cane cash, even though
You
not everybody can win.
gotta need to chase that with a candy cane. You can't just get the sauerkraut and kielbasa out there without a little candy cane at the end of it.
Why
Yes,
candy
Seth.
cane? Who makes these decisions? That's why I want on next week.
What
Why?
do you mean
I, nothing
why?
wrong
Why
with candy
not?
cane. I'm just wondering why. Why? And I'm about the way the
Because
why
it's
is about to
Randy.
sponsor us for Turkey Trot. So the why. That may be a new segment. Why?
Because it smells like Christmas. And you don't need to read the word scented. You just turn on your nose and you can find out. Use your other
I want to be
senses.
like one of the kids in the Partridge Family now and just have a tambourine and just do like the Christmas, start to get the Mariah Carey thing going, you know what I mean? Just a little bit, like some sleigh bells or whatever. But promote the tickets, but I'm not ready for Christmas yet. I'm just telling you right now that between now and
Okay.
next week, I got to get pumpkin spice together. So, yes.
Well, I tell you what, and it's more than just the ticket itself. As always, a second chance contest really makes it much more interesting for players who choose to spend their money on holiday scratch offs. You enter into a drawing, and the dollar denomination of the ticket equals the number of drawings. A dollar ticket is one entry. A $5 ticket is five entries. A $20 ticket is 20 entries. So you get an idea how that rhythm goes there. We are offering what we call our, and we had this before, put it on hiatus, it's now back, our cash and dash shopping spree. What is that you say?
50G, baby. I looked it up.
I don't know. There's
That's a
between the
lot.
50.
50 grand. I see it right here. Tis the
Well,
season
that's,
for fun.
yeah, but that's a prize winner. The shopping spree itself, we will take folks to a undisclosed warehouse in Chicago where each winner will have the opportunity to race through a prize warehouse. We'll probably put a video up of what we've done
Oh man,
previously.
you're all about turning this in and let's make a deal, right? I mean, this is fun. Like
This is
this.
fun. Oh, this is major fun. You have 90 seconds to try to grab as much merchandise as you can, throw it into your cart. And each winner will get, in addition to that 90-second spree, a 4-day, 3-night trip for two to Chicago, sometime probably after the snows are done in 2026, sometime in the spring. $1,000 spending money and a whole lot of fun. And
I was
again,
going to say, you take people to
memories for a
Chicago,
lifetime.
do it in the spring, man. You know what I
Oh,
mean?
yeah.
Right?
No.
I mean, you're a Midwestern guy. You know this. I worked
Absolutely.
out there for, I had Telinder on this week. I said, I'll see you like in April. You know, I mean,
Yep, that's a good time
once,
to go.
yeah, I mean, so I, but this is kind of unique. So I'm looking, everybody go to mdlottery.com if you are interested in any way in tis the season for fun and any of these fun tickets that are new. I promise you, next time I bother Roz, I'm getting candy cane cash because I like scented tickets. And the gingerbread ones you had a couple years ago made my back. I think I gained 10 pounds because I would just smell gingerbread and all I wanted were snacks. So,
Yeah, that says more about you than it does about our tickets,
all
but
right, I love scented
that's a different
tickets. You know,
conversation.
it's my thing. It's my one time a year to talk about it, and it feels a little early for me to be talking. So we have winners, and you
Yes,
bragged
we
about
do.
this early this week. I mean, we got all this money to give away. We got Ravens, we got Jurassic Park, all this stuff. But people this week, right here, won like millions of dollars, right?
You know, it's always good to talk about winners because of the stories and all of that at mdlottery.com. We have a Baltimore County woman. Who has obviously been playing lottery for years, won a few small prizes here and there, took home $2 million in our Monopoly times $230 scratch-off ticket, shopping at her giant food store in Owings Mills. Nearly tossed it in the trash. She saw Lester, and you're a big fan of this. She saw Take to Lottery on her app and did not know what that meant. Let me just, this is a public service. It does not mean throw your ticket in the
Oh
trash.
my goodness.
So,
She got the Willy Wonka and didn't recognize it as the Willy Wonka, right? Pretty
she
much.
almost, you're right, exactly. So
Wow.
she went back and scanned it again. My guess is maybe she had some assistance there from the folks at our good friends at Giant who may have helped her with that. But she determined she now had a once in a lifetime prize. She's considering retiring from her job. So if $2 million don't do it, I don't know what does. But yeah, that's a fun winter story, almost a tragic story nonetheless. Hey, here's one. Fast Play, we have that hybrid game. It kind of plays like a scratch off, but you don't have the schmutz on it. It's a computer generated ticket. And we had a Maryland resident from Rockville resident who was playing Fast Play tickets. 128,772. That is a progressive jackpot, Nestor. That's not a normal top prize. So jackpots, progressive jackpots on every ticket, a couple of pennies or hay pennies, as they say in old England, go into the till, and people then have a chance to buy their tickets. And this lucky person saw the jackpot, couldn't believe my eyes. I can understand that. So he is going to now take that cash and maybe make a few repairs around his home. I think that's a good way to do it. Hopefully they'll get some much needed repairs around their house. The last one I have for you, and this is one I think we'll have some fun with. We had a player from Washington, D.C. Now here's a secret. We have people coming from Maryland from all over, whether it's Delaware, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, the District, Virginia.
Well,
We have
Maryland
people
always
from.
makes me feel lucky.
Yes. I think they've said that once or twice.
We
So,
have crab cakes here and they don't. That's that.
and they have you,
I
or
was at a
you.
place in Vegas 2 weeks ago. It said Maryland style. My wife and I
Oh
went,
yeah,
yeah, sure you
right,
are, right?
right. Yeah,
Michael
yeah.
Mina, sure you are.
Yep. So this person, who is again a frequent player, understands the way the pick five game is played. Bet a number 29,000. 29,000. 29,000 is the 5-digit number. She decided to put five times a dollar wager on that. It came out, and of course, $50,000 top prize times five. Do the quick math. $250,000. She and her husband have a few household upgrades planned, but I love this quote, Nestor. I can sit on my porch with my husband and talk. It's like taking a trip. They've been childhood sweethearts. How is that not a wonderful story? I
Well, I
can
hope they
picture
build
you.
something nice with that and do something nice with that, you know?
I can picture you and your beloved after she wins hundreds of million dollars, just kicking back
One
and
word,
enjoying each
Walea.
other.
That's all you need to know. You tell
Wow.
the guy going over to Oahu, stay, move over to the other island. I'm gone. I'm just
All
gone.
right.
You know, I
All
mean,
right.
I've been everywhere, you know, so I got my spot and, you know, John Martin is here. So you got to indulge me in this. So the fast play game, have you ever
Yes.
thought about making the fast play tickets smell like the Ditto paper did back in the 70s at Colgate Elementary
Oh
School?
man,
There's a
you
Fast
know
Times at
what?
Ridgemont High reference where people smelled it. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And I tell you how old I am. When I started in business, actually, it was more of an intern in college, I guess. They had a machine, mimeograph, whatever they call this
Ditto
machine.
paper is what we called it, but it's a little purple ink. These
But it's
kids
purple.
don't
Oh,
know, especially
my
if they got
God.
these things. They don't
Yeah.
know
No. No. No.
at
No. That
all.
was something. And
I know it wasn't good for me, but I mean, I'm just saying.
No, of course not. Look at us. Look, kids, this is what happens.
But you
This is
mentioned
what
the
happens.
schmutz, right? And I got the Ravens tickets, and John, they're called scratch-offs, right? I mean, and
Yes,
something
they
has
are.
to be scratched off, and we haven't
Yes.
even, I don't even know the name of the schmutz, but I know I give a lot of schmutz out, and people have accused me of
Boy,
this.
if
Yeah,
anybody's given schmutz out
I've
over the years,
distributed more
it's you,
schmutz
pal.
than
You have
probably
been
anybody
given it.
in Maryland lottery
Yes.
history. So,
Yes. Not close. Not
John
even
Martin is
close.
here. He's trying to deliver facts and responsible gaming and all that. On the sports wagering side, anything for me? I mean, we had big numbers last, and we talked about it last week or whatever. But obviously, we're getting into World Series this week. Just the whole slow your roll because obviously, and you gave me some numbers, and I talked to I had an author on Ken Belson this week talking about gambling in the league and money and all that. He wrote a book, and I said, you know, when the team loses, the state makes. You taught me a little bit last month about tough times for the local teams and holds and all of that stuff. So I just want to give you 30 seconds to recap that a little bit from last week, because I think as a sports fan, we're in a new world where when I walk into any of the places I go into, anytime I go, I see people wagering, and I hope responsibly in the places I am.
You know, education is a big part of that, and you know, people will look at the payoff and maybe not calculate the risk or the odds to get there. So, in-game parlays, in-game wagering, boy, you really need to understand what it is you're getting involved with. Have some fun with it. Set a budget, set a time limit. Enjoy the game for what it is. Yeah, if you want to put a couple bucks on the outcome, that's great. But getting involved with in-game, getting involved with multi-leg parlays, that can be dangerous. So we just ask the people, you're right, slow your roll, understand it, play responsibly, set a budget, have a plan going in, enjoy the game for what it is. I mean, can you imagine sitting there? You know, people have told me, you know, the incredible day Ohtani had.
Oh, was that unbelievable?
The in-game, and I understand why they do this, right? I mean, you know, he jacks the first one. Hey, you know, what are the odds he's going to hit a second one? And so you can wager on that. He hits the second one. Hey, what are the odds he's going to hit a third one?
John,
You know,
as
dude,
God
chase
is
it.
my witness, the day you and I even talked for the very first time about you coming on my show and all that, I would have said to you, nobody's ever going to bet on baseball. I've been doing this 35 years. I've never taken a phone call from anybody. Nobody I knew other than really serious gamblers even understood what
Yep.
pitching in minus 7.5. Like,
Oh.
I would go to Vegas and it looked like I was better reading the racing form, and I wasn't great at that, but at least I could do it. I didn't understand it. And now I'm understanding that everything can be an inducement and how intoxicating it can be and how it could make the World Series more interesting for me and my wife this week, you know, or whatever. But I worry about people doing more than passing the dollar hat in left field and finding nine guys to say, pick nine guys. If somebody hits a home run, we win $9, we buy a beer. I've heard of people doing that, but the baseball wagering thing has come a long way in a short time. And I think for everyone, I would say it's dangerous. Please do it responsibly. That's all. Because I love baseball and I love it for all the reasons in Apparee. I love baseball. I love watching it. I can't
Yeah.
imagine that other part of it taking over my psyche because it hasn't yet.
Well, and you know what? And I hate to this is bad radio. I hate to leave on a downer note here, but and it's not just the fans. I mean, clearly, I come from a city where we have been now hit twice by players who made potentially silly decisions, And that's the nature of it, right? I mean, you go back to, we talked about Cincinnati. You look at Pete Rose. You look at things over the years. You look at athletes who make
We had
really
Arch
bad
Leister here. I
decisions.
referenced
There you
him
go.
this week.
There
Like
you go.
literally, sorry, it's an Ohio reference too. I didn't
Yeah.
mean
Well,
that.
that's all right. That's all right.
But it literally is. It's a disease, and I've seen.
Yeah,
You know,
absolutely is.
again, this is not. And I treat this the same way when I talk to, you know, Emily, who runs the state for narcotics. There's different things that are going on here. That there's a cannabis, everything. Responsibility is just. As far as it being legal, it's incumbent that people talk about it in the terms it needs to be talked about, because it's very, very difficult. And this is the most serious part, is when I see these people, I'm thinking, does their wife know how much they're gambling? Does their, you know, like in a general sense, it can get out of control. And I know that
Yeah, and
firsthand.
it's certainly a topic for another day.
Of course, of
And
course.
maybe we'll do that. There's so many things that they're just inundated every day in this space. And yes, people need to take their time, have a plan, stick with it, play responsibly, and enjoy it for what it is, entertainment.
Yay, man. Blue Jays, Dodgers, World Series, Dodger Stadium, Ohtani. This thing has the whole, it has a, has a, it's going to be
Should
a
be
great
fun.
week of baseball. Yeah, I mean, it's
Absolutely.
been fun for you and I all of our lives because we love baseball. John Martin is here. He's the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery Gaming. The folks at the Maryland Lottery give me these Raven scratch-offs to give away when I'm out doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour, which we're going to be doing this week. I'm at Costas and Timonium this week. On Tuesday of next week, we're having breakfast. I love going to State Fair because it's breakfast. I'm going to have chicken and waffles next Tuesday in Catonsville. Also, we're going to be on the 5th at Coco's Pub in Lauraville, and then the 7th down at Pizza John's in Essex. We're going to get back down to Fadley's next month as well. So, big month around here, big week of baseball, big week of football, big week for the Ravens to get off the mat here and get beyond 1-5. And John, I'll see you on the other side. Two football games next week for the Ravens. So, I got my fingers crossed here. We went through baseball season. It's bad enough. We need to win some games. He is John Martin. I am Nestor. We appreciate the Maryland Lottery sponsorship of our Maryland Crab Cake Tour. We are BaltimorePositive.com. Stay with us.